very excited. I'm stocking the whole show with hurricanes all week.
I've noticed.
Stacking the deck in my favor. by the way, before we bring on Tuan Russell, if you're looking for the best Canes gear, you want to get geared up for the new season, check out Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's, or you could check out all the stuff online at caneswear.com. Tuan Russell, he is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, played linebacker for the Hurricanes and the Dolphins. He's the athletic director at St. Thomas Aquinas, very good friend of the show. We love Tuan. He's incredibly charitable with his Tuan Russell Foundation, which helps so many kids here in South Florida. So, Tuan, you know we wouldn't miss the opportunity. Heavy on leading up to the Hurricanes' first game, which happens to be in Gainesville against Crowder's Florida Gators. Do you like opening a season this way? You like opening season on the road in a massive game?
I love it. I mean, we get to go play with one of our rivals in the state. And after we beat him, I'm going to have a lot of time to tease Channing. I'm super excited about the game. No, but you know, this is what makes football great. You know, the anticipation of a game like this is, I mean, you can't cut it with a knife. I mean, people are calling me all week long. One of our staff is just outside of my office. Every day I come in, she gives me the gator chop as I'm walking into my office. And I said, you won't be chopping
next
week.
Fire her, Tuan. Yeah, you gotta fire her.
She knows too much. She knows where the buried. She knows where the bodies are buried. The school might cut me before they cut her.
Well, she's probably extremely intelligent if she's a gator, Tuan. Now you know that.
But she was before the GPA went up.
That was pre-GPA.
She must have been your era.
She's gonna kill me. She's gonna kill me. She's very smart. She's very smart.
But Tuan, because Miami's higher ranked, they're favored in Gainesville, 2.5 point favorites in Gainesville. Like, they have a better quarterback in Cam Ward. But is there any of that, you know, confidence that's wavering? Because we just saw Georgia Tech whoop Florida State. Cam Ward, I would say he does have great numbers. They correct me on that. But he wasn't playing in the SEC. He wasn't playing those big-time schools. The confidence is there for real, or are you just cocky?
No, I'll tell you, man, it's a lot of pressure coming into a game where you got a head coach where people are looking at him, hey, what are you going to do in this third year? There's a lot of pressure. I'm not saying this is a make-or-break season. I mean, obviously, we have, you know, Mario locked up for the next 10 years. But when you look at what we are expected to do. This is not in the past where people are saying, hey, I hope Miami gets there. When you look at the resources and the people and the time, the effort and energy that Miami has put into to start this game, the expectation is Miami is going to show up. And I'm going to tell you, I think we're ready. I think we're poised. This has been the year I've been talking about for the last 3 years. And the third year is where I'm going to have a real opinion about my alma mater. And I think they're going to show up in Gainesville. I think they're ready to go. And when 330 hits 329, it's going to be so loud in that stadium because, you know, everybody from all those little hillbilly areas in Gainesville are going to show up. And, they, you know, they're going to have all the saucing and all the alcohol that they made in their backyard, and everybody going to come all wet and sloppy. And by the second quarter, the goal of the University of Miami is to make sure they're quiet because we are ready to go. I looked at them in the summer. I mean, it was they practice differently. They're walking differently. They're talking less. And they understand swag comes from playing football. And we're going to find out on Saturday at 3:30 whether the University of Miami has real swag, and real swag is winning games.
You played up at Gainesville when you played for the Hurricanes?
No, that was back when they were boycotting us. They didn't like us back then. They wouldn't line up.
They were scared for a while. Still kind of are, and they should be. But Crowder's been just talking. Crowder's just been talking about what that stadium is going to feel like with 90,000 screaming Gators fans. What's the most intimidating place you've ever played, Tuan, outside of, you know, the Orange Bowl?
West Virginia. I mean, we used to go up there back in the days when we're in the Big East. We'd go to West Virginia. I mean, it was crazy. I remember coming out of the game, we had just beat them on the last second field goal block. Won the game. I mean, you still had people in the stands 10 minutes after the game was over. They were taking the garbage cans and throwing them over the back of the stadium, hitting people. It actually hit Randy Shannon in his head, and he had nerve damage in his arm for years. Like, when you walk in, when you walk, they knew your mama name, they knew your cousin name. I mean, if you had a child, and they were chanting the names of your kids and your family members, telling them what they're going to do to them. I thought they were, I mean, I didn't even pay taxes back then. They're talking about, oh, I'm going to mess up your taxes. I mean, they take football real serious. I mean, those West Virginia fans, I mean, they sitting there with their cousins and their sisters, and they all married up, man. They would say the craziest things. I mean, the craziest things. Like, I would have to turn to people like, what are they talking about? And they're like, oh, yeah, you got to be from West Virginia. You know, it's just that they're wild. It was the wildest place. They tried to intimidate you from the moment you walked in. They were pushing our bus. I mean, we had big dudes on our bus now. Like, we're like, hey, we're not worried about it. But when you see like 25,000 people surrounded your bus, and all you see is that blue and gold, and with that, you know, that WV and moving it back and forth, we got nervous. I mean, we had security guards and police officers have to push the people out and make a tunnel just so we can get in and out of the stadium. That place was crazy. I mean, it's crazy. Wow.
Twan, they told you they don't get you audited? That's a weird. That's a weird.
Man, hey, really? Man, I've never heard that before.
Man, I'm going to tell you, get out the bus. I'm going to mess up your taxes. I'm like, man.
That would actually make me nervous. If something like, even in a bar fight or whatever, I'm going to get you audited. That.
I knew they were lying because I was like, I don't even pay taxes. Not back then.
Hey, Twan, it's funny talking about the stadium, because I remember LSU was nasty like that. Tennessee was so big. It was just, it's 110,000 people. I just remember that. Is there any place in the league you played that you have that feeling? Because the NFL wasn't as intense to me.
Man, when we used to go play the Raiders, I'm going to tell you right now, man, it like you went to hell. Like, you would go down and look around and be like, man, the devil here. Like, them people face painted black. They had they looked like they were out of one of them 70 movies with the shoulder like pads and the spike. Mad Max. They look crazy. Yeah. I mean, I looked in the stands, and you have a lady, an older lady, got her silver hair, face painted. She stuck the I don't know what you call them, like the metal spikes all on her face, and she's like, "We gonna kick your butt." I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna stay away from you." I mean, these people look crazy, but that's what it's about, you know. That, like, when you look at, you know, Kansas City, when you look at, you know, places like that, like, I mean, those are the places that you want to go and play. Those are the environments that you want to be in, because you want to be able to say, "Hey, we stomped their face in their home." In their home city. But yeah, I played in a couple. You know, I'll tell you who was a tough place to play too, is when we were in the Big East, we used to play Rutgers. I know it sounds weird, but they used to throw like batteries at us the first time I ever saw snow was at that game. They would throw batteries at us and cans at us. Because we know we go in there and whoop their butt. And at halftime, they throwing stuff at us, acting crazy, man. Some of these places are death traps. If you're not careful, you got to keep your helmet on. Never take your helmet off.